Deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest has surged to a 12-year high, according to data from the country's space agency. The figures show that destruction of the rainforests has soared since President Bolsonaro took office and weakened environmental enforcement. Bolsonaro has previously clashed with the space agency, accusing them of damaging Brazil's reputation. Their analysis of satellite imagery found that in 2020, destruction of the world's largest rainforests rose 9.5% from a year earlier to more than 11,000 square kilometres. Our reporter Killian Sherlock has been speaking to Erica Berenger, who's a senior research associate at the University of Oxford. She spent 10 years living in the Amazon researching the impacts of deforestation.
This year, the numbers just show that we lost 1.1 million hectares of the rainforest. That would be 7 times the city of London. That's how big this is. We didn't see these high numbers of deforestation for the past 12 years. And the main cause behind deforestation is for production of cattle, is for pasture. So Brazil is the largest cattle exporter in the world. And most of the deforestation in the Amazon historically and up to today is driven by cattle ranching. Study shows it's 99% of deforestation in the Amazon is actually illegal and occurs through land grabbing. And we are turning our own public land into private land through the destruction of the forest. So we all are dealing with the damage caused by it, like, for example, accelerating climate change, but just few people are profiting from it.
State officials will say that the rate of deforestation has decreased. Is that in any way promising, or do you expect high levels of deforestation to continue?
I expect that under the new normal that we are living, that deforestation will remain above 10,000 square kilometers per year in the Amazon, the Brazilian Amazon. And this is because since Bolsonaro took office, he has been systematically dismantling the environmental agency that does command and control operations to stop deforestation. He has been dismantling the environmental ministry. He has a minister that actually denies that deforestation is going on. And there's always a transfer of responsibility on blaming others for an increase in deforestation. So I don't see any positive signs from the current government in fighting deforestation. And this is very damaging because Brazil used to be a case of success. Between 2004 and 2012, Brazil reduced deforestation by 80%.
What are the regional and global impacts of deforestation?
Of course, we have a biological impact, which contributes to local extinction of different animals and plants. And regionally, there's a very interesting impact that was found, is that deforestation fires, the soot travels all the way to glaciers in the Andes and accelerate the melting of those glaciers. And this, in turn, affects the water supply of many different cities in Ecuador, Bolivia, and Peru. And globally, of course, the Amazon is a huge carbon storage. It stores more carbon than the equivalent of 100 years of US emissions of CO2. And the moment that we cut it down and we burn, all that carbon that was stored in the forest is then transferred to the atmosphere.
This is happening because of huge commercial interest in the practice. You have mineral mining, logging, soya and beef exports. What can the international community do, from consumers to national governments?
The international pressure is very important. And to press from the consumer perspective is to pressure your own suppliers to try to know where your beef is coming from, for example. And in terms of jewelry, the UK is the largest gold importer from Brazil. So try to know where your jewelry or your beef are coming from and put pressure on your on the companies that you are buying from to have a sustainable and transparent supply chain.